U.S. equities managed to recover out from the lows of the day on Tuesday, but overall, the return of the U.S. market translated to profit-taking in stocks and some risk-off flow. Stocks were already looking well-extended and due for some form of a correction after the latest record run, but softer economic data out of China, Germany, and the U.S. also perhaps played its part in inspiring some flight to safety on Tuesday. It was actually a tale of two halves for some currencies, with the Australian dollar standing out most after rallying early Tuesday on the more hawkish and upbeat RBA decision before giving it all back and then heading south on the bigger picture risk liquidation flow. This, of course, resulted in demand for the yen and open selling pressure in the pound, even with UK construction PMIs coming in solid. Worry around the reopening of the UK economy has been an ongoing strain. The Canadian dollar was another currency taking a decent hit on Tuesday, getting added selling pressure from the reversal in oil and profit-taking on an overcrowded Canadian dollar long play as per the latest CFTC positioning data. Looking ahead, Wednesday's calendar is light. The only notable standouts come in North America by way of Canada IV PMIs and U.S. JOLTS job openings. That's all for now.